Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Get real, people. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. My name is Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I just want to thank you and embrace all of my audience out there. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for telling your friends. Thank you for just being a devoted listener. I really, really appreciate it. For my new listeners, we have a few listeners every week. I just want to explain a little bit about who I am. I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. And what the heck does that mean? That means that regardless of what happens, no, strike that. That means that my foundation, my priority, my agenda, my intention in every moment is to experience the most, is to experience happiness. And what is happiness? Happiness actually means a form of contentment, a form of inner peace, a feeling of relaxing, flowing through this life without resistance, and realizing that I am here to experience everything that I'm experiencing, no matter what you want to label it. You know, we don't do labels at the show. We don't do good, bad. It's just an experience without judgments. And to experience it all without judgments and excitement and in anticipation and with, wow, what a great moment, regardless of how our eyes tell us it's supposed to feel. Or how we feel like it's supposed to feel. What does that mean? How we feel like we're supposed to feel? You know, we're all vibrating entities. We're vibrating energy, and you can feel the difference between feeling great, happy, blissful, joyful, light, and you can feel the difference when you are a little resentful, a little annoyed, bothered, angry, sad. Throw in all of those other adjectives. Are those adjectives? I don't know what they are because I never liked English. I hope nobody's listening to that one. So it's about feeling without labeling. Who the heck labeled this annoyance as bad? Who labeled feeling light as good? What I'm here to say, and this is something that I've just discovered maybe in the last year or two, that all of the feelings work and incorporate, and all of the feelings are there for a reason. All of the feelings have a purpose. But why are we labeling these feelings good or bad? So feelings have a purpose. And what is the purpose? The purpose is, in my opinion, is to learn, is to see, is to really look at everything as a gift. Every situation, everything that you're feeling, everything that you're experiencing is a gift. One of the things that I would like to and let me just also share with my new listeners, my book Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, the first edition. It's a limited edition, and you can find that on Amazon and or Lulu. And it's going to be a collector's item. If you want to email me, email at RebeccaNorrington.com, I will send you a book, autographed book, and you will have a collector's item. The book is only $19.95, and I will pay for shipping. Let me explain one of my favorite quotes. Now, I've been talking about this quote for a long time, and I'm going to get to my callers and give me about 5 minutes, callers. You know how I always get to you. I have a lot of people in the queue, and I really appreciate talking to all of you. But let me just get with the topic really quick. Abraham, my favorite quote is, "You can never have a happy ending at the end of an unhappy journey." And further, it just doesn't work out that way. The way you're feeling along the way is the way you're continuing to pre-pave your journey. And it's the way that it's going to continue to turn out until you do something about the way you're feeling. Now, the way you're feeling, how we feel, say you're a little annoyed. Say you're a little annoyed and you're thinking that that's bad, or you're thinking that that's uncomfortable, or you really don't want to be annoyed. Well, I get that. I get that. There are feelings that, in other words, if I could choose, I do have my preference of how I want to feel. However, this life is about all of it, all of the feelings, allowing all the feelings to come out without judgment. And let me say this, that wherever you are in this moment, wherever you are smack dab in the moment, the next moment's going to be different. Not one moment drags on forever. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're feeling, you will get to another place of feeling another way. You will always get to another place of feeling another way. And when I realize that, I even relax with the feelings that I wouldn't have chosen. Really not my preference. So that's really important to remember that all of it, and then we're getting back into not resisting. So accepting all of the feelings, accepting all that life brings you, shows you, pushes in your face, hits you on the head with a baseball bat with, all of it is there for a purpose. Now, we can get to a place where those feelings of, let's say a lower vibration, if you will, we can get to a place where our vibration is higher, our personal vibration is raised, and that means that those feelings that, in other words, let me just be my own example of when I used to get angry. Honestly, for me, at this point in time, only because I've practiced and practiced and practiced, and remember I say that if you want to develop new skills, you have to practice, including the new skill of wanting to experience more happiness. That is a skill. That is a skill that is your responsibility to develop. So this anger, because listen, I can get annoyed. I can get a little ticked off, like I said yesterday in the show. But the bottom line is, it's not as comfortable, and it's not as it's quicker. It comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. It's like a wave in the ocean that rises and then goes down. Rises and it's quick. It's quick. So it's nothing. It's really not staying in that place for a particularly long time. There, I want to share something about reality versus illusion, and this is really, really, really important when we're traveling on this journey and we're experiencing all the things that we do. There is a big difference between reality and an illusion. Reality and illusion. And what I used to do is I would get so caught up and so entrenched, and so I would dig my fingers into an illusion that I would allow this illusion to be powerful. Let me give you a perfect example that I just saw a couple of days ago on the show. And I usually don't watch the show, but the interesting thing is the universe always takes me to a place where I need to be. And that's for you too. The universe will always take you to a place where you need to be. Okay? I'm going to write that down. That's really good. And I was watching the show called Botched, B-O-T-C-H-E-D, Botched. And I really don't like to watch it because I'm not – and they show a lot of botched surgeries, especially plastic surgeries. And so these two doctors in Beverly Hills, they fixed all of the botched plastic surgeries. And there was this one young woman, and she was the middle sister. There were three girls in the family, and she was the middle sister. And she grew up with this angst, and she grew up with these pains in her stomach, and she was always having these uncomfortable feelings in her stomach. And finally, when she got older, they took her to the doctors along the way, but nobody could figure out what it was. And finally, I don't know if she was in her teens when, because listen, I look at these shows, I don't know exact. I don't know if she was in her teens when she finally had a surgery, when a doctor finally went in to look and see what was going on in her stomach, and the doctor found a piece of material, a physical entity with hair, with teeth, with nails. It was like a ball of hair, teeth, and nails. And then the doctor told her that that was her twin. The doctor said, oh, you were a twin. Now, this woman, she was a girl at the time, she was not only devastated by that news, because she felt like, I don't really know about being a middle child, but if you know of a middle child or middle child, I think it's a middle child syndrome, whatever that is. There is a real syndrome that the middle child feels, I don't know if they feel left out, but anyway, they're a middle child. So she was feeling this middle child syndrome. And when the doctor told her, and in other words, the older sister maybe got more attention, the younger sister got more attention, and she was stuck in the middle with just this, just being in a no man's land in her family. That's how she told the story. And when she found out that she had a twin, she went into this deep, deep depression. Deep depression. She felt like if that twin had been born, at least she would have had a friend. She would have had someone to be a confidant. She would have felt connected to another person more than she was connected to her own sisters. So she went into this deep depression, and she kept feeling sad and sad about it for years. And finally, I don't remember why she went to see the doctors and botched, but she was telling the doctors this story, and they told her right off the bat, even before they did surgery, they were at a consultation, they told her that that wasn't a twin, that a lot of times that there is tissue inside that forms head. She said it was a shape. They said it was around like a shape of head with hair, with nails, with teeth, but that's not a twin. It's just an extra piece of material, extra piece of skin, extra piece of fatty tissue, extra piece of it's just a lump. It's just a lump. It's not. It was never going to be a twin. It's not a twin, and it would never was a twin. Now this woman, I think she was in her 20s, after all of these years of suffering, after all of this believing that it was a twin, guess how she responded. Hello, can you guess? Hello? I thought she would be relieved. See, that's another thing. We're all so different. If it was me, I would have been jumping for it. There would have been a weight off of my shoulders. I would have been depressed about a twin. There wasn't even a twin. Thank you. This woman could not let go of the illusion that it was a twin. instead of feeling exhilarated and happy and ecstatic and joyful that all of these years she suffered for nothing, and woohoo, she says, I'm really struggling with this information. She actually couldn't let it go. The reality is that it wasn't a twin, but she felt comfortable and was so deeply involved in, entrenched in this illusion that she couldn't even let it go. So my point is this, if I have a point, my point is this, that it's your responsibility, your job to know, to figure out what is real and what is an illusion. And if you are basing any of your feelings, any of your focus, any of your vibration, any of your energy into an illusion, we can go into what an illusion, different types of illusions is, then you're suffering for nothing. Am I right? Or am I right? I'm going to go right to the phone calls. I have a lot of people in the queue, which I love to talk to my audience. Let me go to area code 519. 519, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. What is your first name? And welcome to Reality Spirituality. Hello? Hello? Area code 519, going once, going twice, I'll come back to you. Okay, you're back on mute. Now I'm going to go to, where's my board op? Oh, it's just me. Area code 917, 917, welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Ashiel. How are you?
Hi, your name is what? Ashiel?
Ashiel,
A-S-H-I-L. Ashiel, right? Ashiel?
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. Hi, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Thank you. I just have a question. I have a new friend. His name is Vic.
Are you in New York?
Yes, I am.
I can hear the taxis. I can hear that. Listen, when I visit New York, my son lives in New York, and when I visit New York, one thing is always loud. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry to just kind of go off.
No, I'm not sorry, but anyway.
Okay. Ashiel, go ahead, Ashiel. What's going on?
Yeah. I have a new friend. His friend, his name is Vic, and, you know, you want to become closer, and, you know, we get along, and, I'm just trying to see where do you see things going from here. Because you also want me to get involved, maybe even later on in business, do some business together. But I know there's a connection between us, and so just want clarity. Where do you see things going?
Well, you know, it's interesting when people call me and ask me for clarity. The first thing I say is the way you phrase that, your question, you know, what clarity do you want? Clarity about what? Clarity about a relationship? Clarity about business? And before you can get clarity, with anything, not even this Vic person, you have to be clear yourself. So you said that you know you have a connection. How do you know that?
Well, we go to the same gym, and somehow he used to stare at me all the time, and, you know, eventually he got my attention, and I felt there's something there, which there's, you know, when it's a connection, there's also like some kind of attraction going on.
Okay, so that's a big difference. A connection is different than just a physical attraction, right?
Oh, yeah, but I think, I don't know, maybe I'm just using the wrong words, but I also think there's, you know, like
there's something there. There's something there is what you're saying. There's something.
Yeah, but I'm not sure because I know he told me, I was with him yesterday, that he wants to find the right girl and get married. So I'm just trying to, you know, that I can understand and where things are going, because he's a really, really nice person. And and he wants me to get involved with business with him. He wants to get closer, you know. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, where his feelings are coming from, and if he, you know, we can overcome those feelings and move forward and, you know, become good friends and probably business partners one day. I don't know.
You got a lot on your plate, Ashiel. You got a lot. Now, I have a few things to share with you. A few things. Number one, and stay with me with this, okay? Stay with me. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Number one, it's interesting when people call in and they talk about other people, and they talk about, you know, wanting to know how they're standing with other people. I want to know more about you, because quite frankly, my dear Ashiel, quite frankly, you don't need to ask anyone for clarity. What's going on is you're struggling with what you know to be real and what you know to be an illusion. Interesting. Know to be real and know to be an illusion. So what is, and one of the things that I used to do is get caught up into this physical attraction and romance and, in all of that. I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm just sharing. And now it's to the point where I know myself so well and I can feel other people so well that the question of should I, could I don't even have to ask. I get, not to brag or anything, but I get so many guys writing me, emailing me, contacting me, wanting to have a relationship. So many. I mean, tons. And a lot of good-looking guys, too. And if it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I would have gotten caught up and like, yeah, let's do this. So I want to know where you are. What do you look for when you are picking someone to be in your life? Because, see, it's your choice. You're the one that gets to pick. You get to pick. These other people, they don't have any say-so in your choices.
Yeah, I understand that. But you know what confused me? Because I was like, you know, when he told me about a marriage, but I was like, okay, let's just focus on a friendship, you know, trying to switch my mind. Because, you know, he's very business-oriented, and, you know, I feel like he wants to do something together eventually. It's just my call, so to speak. But then at the end of the night, he wanted to go to a men's club, you know, and I don't. You know, I was getting confused, and I didn't go. He went to other people. But I'm like,
now you're talking about a lot of truth here. You see how you're getting more clarity? What you wanted is clarity?
Yeah but he
Can
he
I share
told me,
with you?
Yeah, I'm going to continue. He told me, I only go there because I like to dance. I take my shirt off just to get the attention, and that's it. So I'm like trying to figure out what's going on here. Because I don't even go to clubs like that, you know. So
okay.
That's where I'm getting confused and trying to figure out.
Okay, number one, my dear Ashiel, you're not confused. What is happening is you don't want to, listen, and audience, please listen to this. What people tell you, what people say has no bearing at all, means absolutely nothing. Someone could tell me that, I mean, that words are so weak. Words mean nothing. What you look at and what you focus on is a person's energy and what they do. What do they do? Now, it's, you know what? Listen. It's all about flirting. It's all about talking. It's all about having fun and, let's get married and let's, and all of that stuff. But you don't get caught up in what somebody tells you. You're not confused, my dear Ashiel. You're not confused at all. What is happening is you might be attracted to somebody, maybe. I'm just guessing. You might be attracted to somebody. You might really like somebody, and then you're getting a mixed signal. And this is really the universe showing you, okay, you have a choice. Because this guy has already told you that he wants to go to clubs, he likes to dance, he likes to take his shirt off, he likes to get attention. That's who he is. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's who he is. Now, either you accept it or you don't.
Okay. But why did he went out of his way to come into my life? Like, he really, really pushed it to get my attention. You know what? I mean, and he want to get very close. And I don't know, is he attracted to me? Is he? I'm trying to understand. Just because I can shut it down if it's somebody. Okay, it's just going to be friendship. Okay, fine. You know what I mean? But I know that when it came to me, he really went out of his way because I was ignoring him at first. I was just looking at him, staring at me, you know. So, you know, eventually, he succeeded.
So eventually he wore you down and got you to talk because you were ignoring him because he was staring at you?
And
is that what happened?
Numbers, and that's what happened. And I went to hang out with him last night for the first time. Went to his place, and afterwards he wanted to go to the club. I'm like, okay, now I'm getting, more confused. But
you're not getting more confused because you know how powerful you are. See, your initial reaction was to ignore him. Your initial reaction, because you had a sense. It's called an instinct. It's called an intuition. Listen, there's nothing wrong with him. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just, is it compatible energy? Are you two compatible energy? And he's giving you all the signals that it might not be. Listen, I'm going to be right. It might not. I don't even use might. It's not compatible energy if he likes to go to the clubs and you don't. That's not compatible energy. That's like a fish going out with an elephant. They're not compatible. There's nothing wrong with the fish.
What about the business part of it? I mean, I don't know. I just felt like originally he was attracted to me. I really felt that. Maybe I was, overreacting.
You probably were right. You were attracted. He was attracted to you. What does that mean? Who cares if somebody's attracted to you? I don't care. There's tons of people attracted to me. What does that mean? That doesn't mean I have to do anything about it.
Well, what about the business part? Because he really want to get close.
Are you kidding me? See, this is the thing. You're going to make a decision. You're going to make a choice to hang out, to go with business with somebody that's incompatible with you. Incompatible. Oh, okay. And you're going to do it anyway. So a year down the line, 2 years, 5 years, however long it takes, then you're going to be complaining about him.
Okay.
I mean, am I right or am I right?
I thought if you could be a good friends only and focus on, on the friendship and business, I'd be okay with that. But because it seemed like somebody who's very ambitious, somebody who's driven, and that's who I am also, and I'm trying to do a business for myself. And he's already had his whole, he already has the whole business and he want to branch out to more. And that's also what kind of got me closer to him.
So now we're talking about something different, which is really, really fascinating. It's called a carrot. You know how you put a carrot in front of a rabbit or a fox when they're running and they're trying to get the carrot and they jump up for the carrot, trying to get the carrot. Well, the carrot is the business. And I'm just telling you right now that I don't care if there is a person that comes to me with $5 million and a business plan, and yes, but if it's not compatible energy, I'm not making that move. I don't care what it is. But you can make the move, my dear. You can do it, but I'm just letting you know that you can take the carrot, but I'm letting you know. Because, see, the universe is really tricky. The universe always dabbles in my face.
what I would want. You know what's
right?
Funny? Because it talks about the universe. It says you are not met because of the universe, because that's what we run, we keep running into each other, all that kind of stuff. So I'm like, okay.
Okay. You're still talking. You're still talking about him talking.
Okay.
You're still into the words.
Okay, not to pay attention to the words. Okay, I got you.
And then he's going to listen. So you're the kind of guy. You're the kind of guy that obviously is, and I mean this in just like a description. Nothing personal. This is not personal.
No, okay.
That can be swayed. You can be swayed, and you can be talked into things, and you can be swayed.
No, but you know, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Usually, I'm not. And one thing I didn't tell you is, at one time I sent him a text and I told him that I didn't want to be his friend anymore. It was over, you know, and that I wish him the best. I just sent him a text maybe a week ago. That's one thing that I should have mentioned, that I just. And then he literally after a week later, he came to me like you know, with puppy eyes. You know, I'm in a different place in my life now. I really want us to work things out, and that's why I decided to open up again, but I did shut that door.
No, listen, you know, listen.
So it's just the same nonsense, right?
Yeah, and see, this is the thing. See, first of all, thank you so much for being honest. And I could, yeah. I already felt it anyway. See, you, listen, when you shut a door, my dear, you don't announce it. You never announce a shut door. See, that's all drama. That's all wanting a reaction. But you don't announce when you shut a door.
No, you
when
know
you're
why?
Really shutting a door.
I'm going to tell you why I did that. When I said, because I didn't want nothing. I said, I don't want nothing to do with you. I don't want to talk to you. The reason we go to the same gym. So when we see each other, no communication. Don't talk to me. Don't acknowledge me, which is what I did. And that's why I sent him a text, because I didn't want him to see me. Call me and start conversation. I sent him a text saying, I don't want nothing to do. Don't talk to me. If you see me, just pretend you never met me before. All that kind of stuff. And that I did that, I saw him, I passed by like I never met him before. I did that for like a week, and then eventually came back like down on his knees and started talking with herself. That's the reason why I sent a text, because I didn't want the communication to keep going once he sees me or run into me in the street, which I run into me in the street, I just passed by like I never met him before. You know, so the reason I totally get it,
but again, you know, what I hear from you? I hear a lot of drama. And what you're not doing is, trusting your instinct and trusting your intuition. Okay. This big announcement, I don't want to talk to you again. I'm going to go to the gym and don't talk to me. Don't, like, I don't know you. All of that is just drama. See,
so what should I do? If I don't want to talk to somebody anymore, it's over. I tell you, friendship is over, it's over. Isn't that just supposed to let somebody
know?
Yeah,
but you can't say to somebody, don't talk to me. See, what you're doing, this is so interesting, because this is what 99% of the people of a population does. They, I'm not going to be friends with you, and then I'll never talk to you again, and don't talk to me. That isn't how the universe works. Number one, the reason why you got to this point where you have to announce that you're not going to be friends with him, it's all your fault. This guy isn't doing anything wrong. This guy is just being himself. You are not acting on what you know to be the truth. This is all your fault, not his. So the thing that people don't do is they don't trust their intuition and trust their... Let me give you an example. I hope this person isn't listening, but there's a person that I know. I hope... Well, you know what? If he's listening, fine. I don't even care. I don't even... Who cares? This is a great story. You ready? This is a person that I... Actually, in high school, we were, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend. High school, was that 40 years ago? And that was high school. Listen, I was a different person. He was a different person. And about 2 weeks ago, he was in town, and we're friends on Facebook, and we talk back and forth. And he's a great guy, very accomplished. You know, if you look at him on paper, he's wow. It's just like, wow, what a lot of accomplishments, which is all good too. So he wanted to meet because he lives on one side of the country and I live on the other, and so he was coming into town and he wanted to meet. I'm like, sure, we can yak. Oh, because we high school reunion, we saw each other. It was fun. It was nice talking. You know, if you don't see anybody after 40 years, it's nice to see them and chat a little bit. went to his birthday party a few months ago, wherever that was, chatted just a little bit. And so he comes into town and he says he wants to, you know, to meet. No problem. We met at a Starbucks. If you're listening, I have to tell this story because it's a good one. Okay? We met at a Starbucks, my dear. And listen to this. Now, you tell me. I want your opinion, okay? I want your opinion. He got there before I did. He got there before I did. I got there maybe, you know, a couple minutes, maybe 5 minutes later. And he's sitting outside, and he has a coffee or a tea. I don't know what's in the cup. A coffee or a tea, and he has a snack, you know, like the popcorn and like a chips or popcorn, whatever. It was a snack. I arrived, and guess what happened? Guess what happened? Well, in other words, okay, let me just say this. He never offered a cup of coffee to me. Never offered a snack. This accomplished, wonderful man sat there. We sat across from each other. We, you know, went inside and talked. I think we were there for almost 2 hours, just chatting, you know, about life, catching up, blah, blah, blah.
And he
never offered. Now, yeah. What is your thought about that?
That's it. That's the end of it. Right away.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Now, it doesn't take a genius to know that, number one, this is who he is. I'm not mad at the guy, but this is who this guy is. And you know what? I had a feeling. I had a feeling months ago that, and I have this thing. I don't know about you, but I have this thing about cheap people. I mean, I'm really not compatible with cheap people, men or women. Listen, they're nice people. They deserve to live.
Yeah, but that's not being cheap. That's just being plain rude. You have no manners.
So let me tell you what I did. You ready for this? This is what I did. So I sent him a text, but believe me, I wasn't angry. Nothing. Sent him a text. I said, because he has a daughter. He has a daughter, and he's very, very, you know how men are with their daughters. They're just, you know, they want their daughters to meet a nice man. They want their daughters to have a man that is. A gentleman and treats her well. They don't want their daughters to go to Starbucks and some bozo doesn't even offer, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So I sent him a text and I said, what would you tell your daughter if I said the whole scenario, if this happened, would you think this guy was cheap? Number one, do you think this guy is not a gentleman? Do you think this guy is, what else did I say? I said cheap, not a gentleman. And I said, or all of the above. Would you tell her to go out on another, you know, would you meet him again? And this guy came up with so many excuses. And he says, well, and I wasn't about not speaking to him again, but I realized that that's who he is. And I also said, wasting my time. Would you think it was a waste of your daughter's time? I said, or all of the above. But I definitely know that I am not going to put myself in that position again. Why would I waste time with someone who is, number one, cheap, rude, gentleman, whatever? Why would I do that? And I told him that, but I wasn't angry. And do you know, he was upset. I felt him. It bothered. It's like he, you know, got his feelings. Who knows? He got his feelings hurt, was bothered by it, sent me this text about, well, you know, won't be friends anymore. And or somebody wrote about not being friends with people that you've known forever. And again, I Facebooked him again and talked. I'm not mad at him. I can't be mad because that energy, I can't have that energy either. But what I can do is accept him and keep it moving. Right?
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, in my situation, the reason that, like I said, because we go to the same gym, so we see each other. If it wasn't that, I mean, that would have been the end of it. You understand what I'm saying? And I was just minding my business, not saying, I'd pass by him like I never seen him before.
You're not a victim, my dear. You're not a victim.
No, I'm not a victim, but I'm just trying to say, like, it's easy for the situation was a little easy. I'm not just going to go to another gym because of that, because then I think that's doing too much. You know what I mean?
Okay, so this is your lesson. This is your lesson. You ready? This is your lesson. Your lesson is to be able to look at him and say good morning or say good afternoon or say good evening. I hope you're having a nice day, and keep it moving.
Okay.
But you're to be able to do that without any kind of emotion.
Okay, good. Okay, that makes total sense. Yeah, you know, because the like I said, you said I'm not confused. I understand because, and then the reason is really want to be friends with me, you want to get closer, and I'm like, you know, all this thing getting, I'm like, you know, like you said, it's going to be too much drama. I might as well just say hello, and then just every time you invite me somewhere, I just don't go. And then eventually, I guess you're going to get the point.
Right. And see, again, it's not about him and it's not about what he does. It's about you making the decision.
Well,
it's about you making the decision. Right?
He wanted me to go to the beach today. I turned it down, you know. So that, I guess, I'm the one making the decision because he wanted to do something today and I said no, you know.
Well, again, it's back and forth. See. Well, okay. Listen, you make the decisions, but I really would like you to practice making decisions, not because he's this and he's that, and you know, without the emotion, just make the decision like it's a business.
Okay.
People that are in my life. Listen, I've got family, people that I'm close, you know, that kind of stuff. But everything else is a business, meaning that if it's compatible energy, yes, I'm hanging with you. If it's not compatible energy, no, I'm not hanging with you. But I'm not mad at you.
No, I'm not mad either.
You know what? You know what? You know, before I said you're somebody that they can be worn down. That's all this is. He's trying to wear you down again.
Okay.
But see, it's still not him. It's you.
Allowing it. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. That's it.
You're a great
well,
guy.
Not,
I like you.
I have clarity. At least now. So
yeah, you have clarity.
Yes.
And let me say this. You always have clarity. You just have to trust it. And then you have to act on it. You had clarity before you called. You just have to act on it, and you just have to trust it. See, that's your assignment, and that's for the rest of your life, not just with this guy. This guy is practice. He's here for you to practice on. The universe wants bigger for you, and they want you to have clarity. They want you to practice and trust your intuition. How's that?
That's good.
I was about to say, I'm a genius, huh? I'm a genius up in here.
I mean, just I wish you the universe didn't have to put me through this kind of situation. So I can just
No. This is what you do. You thank the universe for putting you through the situation. You cannot avoid the lessons.
And learning my lesson. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can't avoid your lessons. You can't run from your lessons. You have to go in and shine the light on them. And the more you are accepting, the more you are open, the more lessons you're going to get, and then you're going to get to another level.
Yep.
You won't even have to call about clarity because your clarity is going to be so clear that it's going to be able to look through it like a glass.
Well, that's the ultimate goal, for sure.
There you go. And so you have to practice. You can't get to a goal without practicing. You know, LeBron James is the best basketball player in the world, but he has to practice. This guy practices all the time. He doesn't even take any time off. And...
Yeah.
I love to do this, you know, listen, an opera singer, they have to practice. I don't care what kind of voice they have. This Buccelli, he has to practice. The number one violinist in the world, whatever the name is, he has to practice. So you want the universe to give you these people. because they're practice.
Okay.
This guy, my Facebook friend, he's practice. Guess what? I hit the ball right out of the park. Hope he's not listening.
Probably is.
I don't think he listens because he whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, well, you know, if somebody can learn from the experience, why not? But
that's right. And see. So now you're looking at it differently. Now your perspective is different. Now you know that this is practice. And thank the universe. Let's thank the universe for giving you somebody to practice on, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So he is a gift. This guy is a gift.
Okay. Well, I guess that's
right.
What that is.
Thank you so much for calling, and call anytime. I really loved our conversation. Really loved it.
Yeah, it was fun talking to you, too. Thank you so
much.
Yeah.
All right.
Have
Check you
day.
Later.
Okay, bye-bye.
What a great conversation. What a great, great call. There were so many different issues. And then it goes right back to our topic of reality and illusion. The illusion that there is a relationship, there is somebody who cares about me, there is somebody who wants to go into business with me. All of that is an illusion. The reality is, this person was there to teach a lesson. This person was there to practice, for practice, and that's with all everything, my dear audience, everything. This journey is a practice field. And the more you practice about the things that maybe you're a little uncomfortable about, and the more you practice using your intuition, and the more you practice using you can feel it and acting on it as opposed to ignoring it. I'll give you another example. This is really interesting. You know, but there's nothing that happens. Everything has purpose. Everything has purpose. No, I'm not going to give that example because then I got to drag somebody else into it, and I don't want to drag somebody in my family into it. I don't want to do that. But let me tell you, there's been a lot of times in my life where I've known, okay, this is questionable. This isn't really – oh, let me give you another example. I can give you an example about a relationship I had that went on for years. Oh, my God. Every time I think about it, I want to kick myself in the head. Because, oh, I was so intent on trying to change somebody and wanting, and can you listen to this audience, my relationship was with a cheap guy. Can you believe it? I say I don't like that I'm not compatible with cheap people, and can you believe that the universe brought me somebody that was cheap? And so for all of the years, guess what I was doing, amongst other things, trying to change this person and trying to get him to realize that being cheap is not the way to be. I mean, looking back on it, it's really funny. Can you believe that I was with a cheap guy? Oh, my goodness. Every time I think about it, it is actually funny. But my point is this, and I knew we weren't compatible, but I thought I could change him, and I thought it would be different, and I thought, but deep down inside, guess what I knew? Guess what I knew? I knew we weren't compatible. I knew it would never amount to anything other than back and forth. I mean, all the time arguing and all the time. Oh, it was, I have to say that it was the most, least, it was the least favorite relationship of my entire life. And it was, but let me look back on it, and guess what? I learned about me that I didn't feel too good about myself at the time. I sure didn't value who I was at the time. I sure didn't look in the mirror and like what I saw at the time. And I had to experience all of it to get me to a place where, do you think, even, I can smell incompatibility in another country. What a great show. Thank you so much for being with me today, Reality Spirituality. Great, 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 great show, and thank you for all my callers. I had a few callers, but they hung up, and that's the way it goes. Whew. So Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday. Now, I have another caller. I wonder if you want to speak with me. If you do, area code 561, you just press 1 if you want to speak with me. If not, I'm going to end the show because we had a great, great conversation with our first caller, and it just covered so many things about relationships, about trust, about using intuition, about making choices based on that intuition. So Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website, Rebecca Norrington, that's RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've liked the show, and I know that you have, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Also, follow me on a Blog Talk Radio. Just check the box, follow the show, and I appreciate that. The other thing is I want you to remember, my book, Reality Spirituality, can be found on Amazon and or lulu.com. You could also, if you would like an autographed copy of my book, send me an email at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And the book is $19.95. I'll autograph it for you. It's going to be a collector's item in probably, as soon as my second edition comes out, it's going to be a collector's item forever. I'm telling you, this book is going to be worth millions, this first edition. So if no one else wants to talk to me, it doesn't look like they do, I want to remind my audience, I want to remind you who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing. You're always changing. You're always evolving. You're here to change. You're here to grow. You're here to learn lessons. You're here to get to higher levels of consciousness, higher vibration. That's why you're here. That's your purpose. And I want you to be kind. And I want you to be patient with yourself. Be your own best friend. And just like Abraham says, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. We're going to connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Talk to you again next week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Now we get real.
Get real.